I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Linda Gale was the last of the Lewis brood and witnessed the meteoric rise and fall of her brother's celebrity over the course of her childhood. Having been shunned from rock and roll, Jerry Lee Lewis converted to hard luck honky-tonk and hired his teenage sister Linda Gale to join him singing country duets. Following the lead of Conway and Loretta and Porter and Dolly, Jerry Lee and Linda Gale put out a hit record of love songs called Together. Over time, Linda Gale came into her own as a singer and parlayed her family's notoriety and hard-earned chops into a solo career that's carried her worldwide. But it was in the small town of Faraday where the boogie-woogie rhythms first took hold.
Daddy was a sharecropper. Mm-hmm. And you know, Nick, sharecroppers didn't make very much money. They got a very small share. We didn't have a whole lot. We didn't have much. But you know, it was always wonderful to walk over to that piano or toddle over to it, depending on what age I was, and listen to my brother play and sing. And it was wonderful, too, when we would all get together in the evening sometimes, and Daddy would play his guitar and Jerry would play his piano, and we would all sing gospel songs.
Mm.
So we grew up in church.
Assembly of God. And did you sing there?
You know, most of the singing was done by my brother and Jimmy Swaggart and Mickey Gilley. That didn't leave a whole lot of room for anybody else. But plus, I was only about probably 5 years old or something in the beginning of that. And then, of course, when I was 10 years old, Jerry was already having his hit records.
Give me that old high religion. Give me that old I'm a heart for religion. Won't you give me that old high religion? It's good enough for me. Well, it was good for mom and papa. It was good for mom and papa. It was good for mom and papa. I said it's good enough for me. Won't you give me that old time religion? You give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me.
Some people say it's in the genes. Others say it's just because you're near each other and you hear each other and you, but you guys vocally match just so beautifully.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I love singing with my brother. I really enjoy our duets. You know, I have always loved singing with him.
Let's talk about one of your duets with your brother from, I guess, around 1969. Don't Let Me Cross Over. That's a waltz.
Yeah, that was our hit then. Don't Let Me Cross Over. That's an old Carl and Pearl Butler country song.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of trouble singing it together because, I mean, he's my brother, and we're singing, you know, Don't
right.
Let Me Cross
you
Over.
Oh, it's a cheating song. Let's just be clear to the wider audience. Right?
Nick, honestly, we only got through that song one time. We could only get through it without laughing once. And Jerry said, well, that's it. That's going to have to be it because we can't do it again.
I'm tempted, my darling, to steal you away. Don't let me cross over, stay out of my way. You know that I love you, but I'm not the stealing kind. Oh, I'm faced with heartache at love's cheating lie. Don't let me cross.
First get up and rolling in public, whether you're with Jerry Lee or not.
To be honest, Nick, I never had any desire to not be with my brother. If my sister-in-law at that time hadn't given me a push, I would have just stayed with my brother. So I thought, well, I should just go out and have my own career so that I don't cause problems for my brother and his wife, and they have a new baby. They had a little baby boy. And so I appreciate what my sister-in-law did because I wouldn't take anything from my career. It's been absolutely wonderful.
nothing shaking but the leaves on the tree.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.